This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, from the great state of Michigan, go Big Blue. I believe they're ranked number two, going up against the number three team in the country down here in the Orange Bowl, coming up on the 31st of December. It's none other than Ron Edwards.
Uh-huh. Well, good morning.
Uh-huh. There they are. 68 degrees and foggy where I'm at. How about you?
Did you say 68 degrees?
68 degrees and foggy where I'm at. How about you?
Wow, that's pretty hot. It's in the upper 20s.
Actually, it's about normal. It's not hot, but and I'll take it. It beats the what did you say, 20s? No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Bo and I don't want to see that. No, thank you. We're not interested. All right. Well, let's say the pledge and get going. You ready?
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start with something that caught my eye. I was going to mention it to Chris Markowski, but I didn't get a chance, but I'm going to mention it to you. U.S. businesses are now advertising a near-record 11 million job openings. Holy smokes.
They are, and they remain open because people are not going to search out those jobs. They're not going to apply for those jobs, or for most of them anyway, because the government is still subsidizing, I guess, a lazy lifestyle.
Yeah, to a certain degree, till the end of the year anyway.
Yeah, and so we're going to see. It's going to be very interesting once little stipends are cut off. What's going to happen then? Hopefully people will get back to work, and because it's more fun to, in my opinion, to go to work or run your business or do something like that than to just, depend on the government for a small handout like that, because it doesn't raise your standard of living or anything like that. You're just existing. You're not really living, in my opinion.
Well, for the people at home, I believe it's $300 a child.
Yeah, so it's not, it's not a lot, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, back to the schedule here. Mark Meadows is suing Nancy Pelosi and the January 6th committee ahead of the contempt charges that he's facing.
Yeah, so Mark Meadows, his attorney, says that Bernie Thompson of Mississippi said the committee had been left with no choice but to vote on whether to hold Meadows in contempt after he supposedly informed the committee that he would no longer assist their investigation while former President Donald Trump his claims of executive privilege of being heard by the courts. And I think that's fair. They should at least allow that to play out before they go. They're so desperate. They're so desperate to get Donald Trump, and that's what this is all about. And so it's terrible.
It's not just Donald Trump. They're trying to change the narrative with anybody and everybody they can get their hands on so that they can change the narrative and at least come up with something that they feel is positive as they go into the midterms.
Yeah, and that is crazy. They also added that there was no legitimate legal basis for Meadows to refuse to cooperate with the Select Committee and answer questions. So both have these claims, but I think that the Meadows is standing on more solid ground, and that's just my opinion.
It needs to be decided by a court, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Now, the smash-and-grab robberies seem to be focusing on cities that are blue, Democratic cities, with very liberal district attorneys that aren't going to prosecute them.
Well, a lot of these, they're not all, but many of them, these Soros-placed district attorneys or influenced, they do run these cities like Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, San Jose, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, you have... you know, you have a low tolerance for I guess law enforcement. Mm-hmm. You're going to have rampant crime, and these people are taking advantage of it. I mean, if you look at the Magnificent Mile; it's not magnificent anymore. You've got legions of thugs just breaking into these legendary stores, and this is the real crazy thing.
Well, it's more than that.
Mayor
they're breaking into houses, apartments, condos, parties, Christmas parties.
But here's the thing. Mayor Lighthead, what a retard. She says, if she's blaming the stores, she says, well, it's their fault.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more with Ron Edwards and an Edwards Notebook. And Jeff is going to take us to break.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now it's time for an Edwards Notebook with Ron Edwards.
A candy maker in Indiana wanted to produce a candy that would be a witness, so he made the Christmas Candy Cane. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the candy maker began with a stick of pure white hard candy to symbolize the virgin birth and sinless nature of Jesus. Candy maker made the candy in the form of a J to represent the name of Jesus, who came to earth as our Savior. It also represented the staff of the Good Shepherd, who reaches down into the ditches of the world to lift out the fallen lambs that have gone astray. Realizing his candy was very plain, the candy maker stained it with red stripes to symbolize the scourging Jesus received, by which we are all healed. The large red stripe was for the blood shed by Jesus on the cross so that we could have the promise of eternal life. Unfortunately, the candy became known only as a candy cane, a meaningless decoration seen at Christmas time, but the meaning is still there for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. I pray that this symbol will again be used to witness the wonder of Jesus and his great love that came down to us remain the ultimate and dominant force in the universe today and forever. Merry Christmas, and may God bless everyone. I'm Ron Edwards. Please check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, there you go. That's TheRonEdwards.com. And by the way, here he is himself right here, TheRonEdwards.com. Good morning again.
Good morning. Good morning. Now, glad to be back. Glad to be back.
Yes, sir. And I'm glad to be able to do what I'm about to do here. Now, folks, I'm going to have a little swig of something here. It's called Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, you've drinking a lot of coffee that's got acidity to it, and you have two or three cups, and next thing you know, your stomach is roaring, all that stuff. But I've got a great big Turbis tumbler cup here that's, a little bit more than a pint size, and it's full of iced coffee. And I sip on this for a while, and then when it's done, I make another cup. So let me do this. Let's see here. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. But anyway, simply go to Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the display, at theronedwards.com website, and make your purchase there. And don't forget to utilize the RE20 promos code, which you'll receive a 20% discount on. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
And it's in my Great Big Turbis Tumbler Cup. So there you go. So I'm set. All right. You wanted to mention something here, so go right ahead.
Well, you know, Roger Wicker, Senator Roger Wicker.
Mississippi.
He's been a good, pretty good senator for the most part. But, boy, when you're a Republican and you are supposedly a conservative, when you make a mistake like suggesting that the United States should enter a nuclear war with Russia, mm-hmm. Russia, you're going to be in big heap of trouble. He says we should do this in defense of Ukraine as Russian troops deploy on that country's borders. Well, I hate to inform him, you know, first of all, I don't think the United States should get involved with this thing. That's Russia's border that they're very concerned about. A lot of people don't know this, that I think in that area of the world, Russia, that is Russia's largest or major naval base. And not far from there.
Right.
And they're very concerned about that. And that's the only major base they have for that part of the world, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's kind of wrong on this. And hopefully it won't cause him his seat because the Republicans need all the seats they can get.
You remember what happened? The last person that did this, his name was Tom Tancredo.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in Colorado. And they voted him out over something like this. He wanted to nuke Mecca.
Yeah, he said that. And, boy, he got in big heap in trouble for that, at least in regards to a seat. They
voted him out
for saying that.
All
despite
right.
the fact, other than that, he was a good representative there. But, you know.
Yep. Now, let's go to the phone line. We've got Mary that's been hanging on patiently. Okay, Mary, what's going on? What's your question?
Good morning. I love the Edwards Notebook on the candy cane. I really didn't know all of that. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I would like to say there's a new word out here that I'm going to invent called, instead of libtard, just call it dumbtard. And that way you cover everyone. That's a dummy. Okay. How come the Democrats are so worried about Trump and so obsessed with him anyway? He's not the president now. You know, he didn't win the election. They have their president. Why are they still so obsessed with President Trump?
Good question.
Thank you.
All right. Well, go ahead. You first.
Well, number one, the reason why is because they're afraid that he may try to come back.
Right.
Number two, his influence on the Republican Party.
Right.
They call him a little kingmaker. You know, if he says he likes an individual, most likely they'll get elected or not. And they don't want that influence anymore. Trump is a true patriot. He's not a globalist. The Democrats want to make sure that they get rid of the guy or at least destroy his image to the point where he will not have any more political influence.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely 100% correct. They want to do just that. They want to do everything they can to discredit him so that anybody that has any doubts, Republican or Democrat, about him just doesn't vote for him should he come back in 2024.
Yeah, but the American people are a little smarter than that, or at least most of them. And they have not forgotten the great job that Trump did and the hell that we're going through now.
Now, did you hear what Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz said a couple of days ago?
What did he say?
He said that he had spoken to Donald Trump about helping him become the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Okay.
And he can do that because you don't need to be a sitting member of Congress to be the Speaker of the House.
Well, you know something? If that happened, there would be a lot of good stuff getting done.
Mm-hmm. It's happened a couple times before in our history.
Yeah, Trump believes in getting stuff done and not, you know, not just sitting around and screwing over people. That would be good, but I'd rather see him back in the White House, but we'll see how things shake out.
Yep. Now, just go back to where we were. CNN has been mocked for their desperate attempt to try to pump up Joe Biden with the gas price reporting. For example, well, gas prices dropped 2 cents. But when they dropped 2 cents, the wholesale price dropped 29 cents. And now, 3 or 4 weeks later, the wholesale price of gasoline is back up 30 cents a gallon. So it's higher than what it was before. So here we go again.
That is desperate because even the tiny, and I mean it, the tiny little drop in the price, it was very negligible, barely negligible. And I think it is desperate. That is really desperate. To try to prop up old Uncle Joe. If that's the best they can do, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Now, little Dr. Fauci, everybody's favorite, right?
Absolutely. The tidy bowl man.
Has said it's not a question if, but a question of when the definition of fully vaccinated will be changed. For example, the speculation going around right now is fully vaccinated will mean 2 vaccine shots and a booster or 3 vaccine shots.
Well, this is a never-ending story for Fauci and others in his camp. I think that they have envisioned us getting one shot after another indefinitely, and they're going to use anything as an excuse to have us line up for these shots.
Mm-hmm.
The variant, which is so mild, most people that get it have absolutely no symptoms. They want us to get shot up for that. So this is a big money making scheme, as we would say, follow the money trail. And it's not just money; it's about control. It's about bullying people and controlling us and getting us used to being told what to do. And I think Fauci is a part of that.
Now, what could go wrong with this? The House has changed the filibuster rules. As the vote is getting set to raise the debt ceiling, what could go wrong with that?
Well, in order to address the impasse over the debt ceiling, as we know, the Democrats and the caving Republican leadership agreed to a measure that raises the debt limit to just 51 votes for this one item instead of the 60 that are required if a bill is filibustered. And, oh, man, I hear the music.
Mm-hmm. All right. To be continued, my friend.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I will let you go, and I will talk to you again soon. Stay out of trouble.
Absolutely. You too. Bye.
All righty. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And catch him. Go over to theronedwards.com to find out when you can hear his program and where it's played. I'll be right back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate passed a resolution to defund and repeal President Biden's private sector vaccine mandate Wednesday. Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson on the Senate floor.
First of all, can we all acknowledge that there's so much that we do not know about the coronavirus, about COVID disease, or about the COVID vaccines? Our response has been in reaction to very imperfect information.
The final vote was 52 to 48. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana joined Republicans to vote in favor of the repeal. It now heads to Congress, where a vote is very unlikely, given the track record of Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. David Smith of Somerset, California, and his son Travis Smith of Folsom were arrested this week on suspicion of starting the Caldar Fire, which threatened the Lake Tahoe areas that burned for over 2 months earlier this year. They deny any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I am going to take it right away because it's time for Bo Browning, and he's with the National Aviation Academy, and this is what they do.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, it's Thursday morning, and that means Bo's in the house. Hey, Bo.
Good morning.
How's the weather?
Oh, the weather's pretty good. You know, it's not as foggy as it was the past couple days out there.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, that one day in the bridge was scary. You could see as far as your headlights went. That was it. And people were, and I was in the right lane just staying with traffic, and people were out in those left two lanes just sailing down through there, and if somebody had it screwed up, they would have wiped the whole bridge out, everybody on it.
Yeah, it was pretty thick the past couple of days. You know, it's that time of the year, you know, the temperature and the water temperature, you know, causing all that fog, especially going over the bridges.
Okay, now, you were with National Aviation Academy, and National Aviation Academy offers aviation maintenance tech course, but where we come into play here and what we try to emphasize is the military veterans that are coming out of the service and looking for something to do. Now, there are people that are in aviation, sure. So this would be right up their alley if they want to continue with their MOS, and it's easier to do it that way, I might add. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they've been in the motor pool, and they say, well, heck, I can do that, and they want to join along. So tell us.
Sure, absolutely. You know, one of the nice things about the aviation maintenance field is that any individual that, you know, has a good work ethic, wants to learn a good skill, you bring a work ethic with you out of the military, and then you're just looking for something to transition to into the civilian world. A lot of us out there, like myself, we worked on aircraft in the military, you know, and you transition out. There's a couple different ways you can do that. Obviously, you can go to school, depending on what your MOS is. You may have credible experience to where you may be able to just get signed off to go test. You have to contact your local FAA office to look into that, or you can call National Aviation Academy, ask for me. I can help you out with that information if you think you have credible experience. Or veterans that didn't work in aviation, MOSs, and, you know, people just looking for a good, solid career. You know, they go to schools like National Aviation Academy. There's roughly 180 Part 147 certificated schools in the United States. We're all required to teach the same curriculum based off of that federal aviation regulation. And also, there's a lot of opportunity out there. You know, like I've said before many, many times, whenever you go to school, no matter what it's for, what industry you're going into, make sure you pick the right school that's right for you and that you are right for the school, okay? You know, it's very, very important, especially when you come into a program like aviation maintenance technology at any of these schools. You know, there's a requirement that we must offer at least 1,900 hours under the federal aviation regulation. You know, and those are clock hours, so you must be in school, you must be in attendance, you must be actively engaged in that period of instruction for 1,900 hours. So it is quite a rigorous program, it is a full-time job, so please make a smart decision, check the schools out, make sure whatever school you choose is a school that you're going to be comfortable with and is right for you.
Okay, we have a comment here from Jenny. And Jenny is in Orlando, and Jenny is asking, I can read schematics, and I've done a lot of things putting model cars and model trucks together, and my favorite has always been the model planes. Now, since I know how to do that, would that be a positive in having me learn to become an aviation maintenance tech?
Sure, absolutely. Obviously, you know, you have an interest in how things are put together, how things come apart, you know. The biggest part of aviation maintenance is you must be able to read a manual and follow direction, you know, as it is written in the manual. If you can follow direction, you know, you read, you comprehend what you're reading, and you follow those directions as they are written, you can be successful in the aviation maintenance field. So it's an opportunity for anyone that's looking for a good career that has a good, strong work ethic.
Okay, I have another question here from Scott, and Scott is in Tallahassee. Scott is saying that he's got friends in Massachusetts, but obviously since he lives in Florida, Clearwater, Florida would be much closer for him to come. He said, is there anything stopping you from taking the tour in Massachusetts and then coming back down to Florida to take the tour?
No, absolutely not. You can go visit our campus up in Concord, Mass. See what you think about that campus. You can come down here to Clearwater, Florida. You know, see what you think about the campus down here. The difference in the two campuses, one, obviously size, and two, we offer the 14-month, 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technology program, day shift only up there in Massachusetts, and down here at our Clearwater, Florida campus, we offer the aviation maintenance technology program, day shift and night shift, the aviation maintenance professional program, day shift and night shift, and the advanced aircraft systems program, day shift and night shift. So, you know, a little bit more flexibility on what shift you can come to here in Clearwater. And, you know, obviously the biggest difference between here and Massachusetts is obviously the weather. You know, so depending on what you're really looking for, you know, by all means, take the tour of both places, see what you really like. You know, it's important that you're comfortable with your decision and you truly want to be successful with your decision.
Here's one from Cheryl. She's a Navy mom. She says, my son is getting out of the Navy after 20 years. He's a jet mechanic. I've heard you talk a lot about the National Aviation Academy. I told him about you, but he hasn't contacted me to find out about you yet. How do I prompt him? And is there a certain name we ask for? Do we go to the website? Well, the website, and I'm sorry I didn't mention this, is naa.edu, naa.edu.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to the National Aviation Academy's website. Have him go to our website. He can put in a chat. Tell him that you heard us on AM 860, the Captain's America show. You know, somebody will be in contact. You can also put my name in there, Bo Browning. I'm the Director of Education here at our Clearwater, Florida campus. You know, your son can also call me directly, ask for me if I'm in my office. I will absolutely answer the phone. If I am not, leave a message. I'll call him back. He may have credible experience, you know, possibly, and I could talk to him about that where maybe he doesn't have to go to school for as long. You know, we'll have to evaluate some of his experience. I'll tell him how to look into that and how to make that decision. And, you know, we can talk to him about National Aviation Academy if it's something he wants to continue on doing, working in the aviation industry.
Now, Cheryl didn't say where she's at, so Cheryl, just tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show, and that will open the door for you when you call the 800 number, 800-659-2080. Now, I got time for one more question before the break. This one is from John, and John is saying, tools. I've always been asked about tools. Do we need to bring our own tools? Are there tools available? Do we have to buy tools?
Absolutely not. When a student enrolls at National Aviation Academy, we provide everything you need to successfully get through our program and get to certification. So we provide all the tools, all the special equipment, all the training aids, all the books, everything that you need to get through the program. When you successfully complete the program, we have an agreement with Snap-on that you can work with them to get you a good set of tools to get you started in the industry. But no, you do not need anything other than a good work ethic, you know, when you begin your training at National Aviation Academy.
And John is in Atlanta, Georgia, and he's saying he would consider coming down to Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, give us a call. Make sure we're the right fit for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, folks, if you have any more questions, you can do what some people have done. They've sent me a direct email off the Captain's America Third Watch website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Or I've had a couple of messages come in the chat room here, the Captain's Group on Facebook. So whichever works for you, shoot them over to us, and we'll have Bo answer it for you. Now, again, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. The phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. You'll be glad you did. And I'm telling you, it's a career that you won't turn away from. All right, we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast.
Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, that's my buddy Mark Walters, and you can hear his program at Armed American Radio Sunday nights on many of these same stations at 8 p.m., and he's also got the Armed American Daily Defense Show weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. So check him out. See what he says. It's all about guns. All right, and before I get back to Bo, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. By the way, we've had some people come over from National Aviation Academy and buy vehicles at Moss. Now, they've got locations all throughout the area. I'll get to that in a minute. But Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. That goes for new or certified pre-owned. Clean trade-ins, you got one? Is it in good shape? Guess what? It's worth 25% more today than what it was 6 months ago, thank you to the inflation. So upgrade your ride now, get more money for what you're driving, and see what you can get. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great care, taking care of them. The Moss locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they're building the all-new Moss Nissan location in Brooksville, Florida. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Bo Browning, and good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
All right, and thank you for coming in there. Always appreciate you coming in and letting the people know about National Aviation Academy. Now, we did have a question, and I guess we'll answer it this way. Somebody said he had his own tools, and is it okay if he brings his tools with him?
Sure. So when you attend National Aviation Academy, we've talked about this several times, there's no need to bring any tools with you. We supply all the tools, all the training equipment that you need to successfully complete the program. You know, now if you do have tools, you know, absolutely you need to have those tools available, because as soon as you graduate and you get that first job, you're going to need those tools with you on that job. And then you'll utilize, after you successfully complete, we have that agreement with Snap-on Tools. You can supplement your tools that you already have with things that you need specifically for the aviation industry. So, you know, yes, you know, having your own tools is good. There is no need for them. When you come to National Aviation Academy, we have a tool control program. You know, we have all our own tools inside the classrooms, inside the labs. Everything's inventoried, everything's shadowed, you know, and we keep track of all that stuff. So there's no need for you to bring your own tools with you. But you want to have your tools available after you successfully complete the program. You need to supplement your tools that you currently have and go out and prepare yourself to work in the industry.
Okay, now I knew it was just a matter of time before we got one of these questions. This is from Ronnie, and Ronnie is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He says, do you have dorms, and if so, what's the arrangements?
So National Aviation Academy does not have housing for our students. You know, we have a student services office that assists our students in finding housing here in the local area. You know, again, what they do is they assist, they give you the information, apartments, private homeowners that may be renting stuff out. It's up to the student and the homeowner or the landlord to work out the details. You know, we do not get involved in that agreement whatsoever. You know, but we will put, you know, people in touch with one another to work that agreement out. Now, if you're coming to Florida from, you know, majority of places in the United States, understand that Florida is, housing is expensive in Florida. That's a, you know, I'm just being honest with everybody. You know, you need to prepare yourself. You need to start looking ahead of time. You need to, you know, understand that the housing market in Florida, specifically the Tampa Bay area, is, you know, it's, housing's at a premium and it is expensive. So please prepare yourself, you know. Being successful is a priority down here, and having good transportation, you know, good housing is one of the ways in order to be successful in a program like ours.
Yeah, and again, if you do a little due diligence,
absolutely,
and look like rooms for rent,
mm-hmm.
That sort of thing, we have some of the hotels that have gone that route with renting out rooms, yep, instead of doing the hotel thing, so there are possibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, we have our student services department that assists students, incoming and current students, with these types of things. You know, contact us. You talk to an admissions rep. You'll talk to Janice or Nicole over in our student services department. You know, they will do everything they can to assist you and give you information available for housing.
Okay, now we got about a minute left here, Bo, so I want you to wrap it up this way. First of all, tell us the phone number, the campuses, the website, and who to call.
So, you know, we have two locations. We have Concord, Mass. You know, that's our 14-month program, day shift. We have Clearwater, Florida. We run day shift and night shift. We have a 14-month program. We have a 21-month program down here. You know, you need to go onto our website, naa.edu. You know, you can do a chat or you can request information. One of our admissions reps will get in touch with you. You know, if you're in the local area, you can call 727-531-2080. And if you don't know who to ask for, you can simply ask for me, Bo Browning. You know, if you call our 1-800 number off our website, you can absolutely, you know, reach me that way also. But hey, go onto our website, request information, request take the tour, you know, whatever, find out that information, and please make sure you make the best decision for you and your situation, and make sure the institution that you choose to go to is the right fit for you. Being successful is the number one priority, and National Aviation Academy wants all the students, all prospective students that want to go into the aviation maintenance business or career, to be successful. So please give us a call. Compare us to the other schools.
Yeah, and if you're up there in Concord, Mass, outside Boston, you got, let's see, the Boston Red Sox, mm-hmm. the Boston Celtics, the Boston Bruins. Down here, we've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Tampa Bay Rowdies. And then, of course, you got all the different universities.
Absolutely. And you know, if you're really interested in American history and really how this country was founded, there's no other place, no better place in the country than to go up to, you know, to our Boston or Concord campus. It's right there in the middle of the National Park, you know, and Minuteman Trail and all that. So you can really see, you know, where the country was founded, where it began, and all that history that made the country what it is today.
All right. Well, thanks again, Bo, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, folks, this is what he's all about.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, this portion of the program, my last 90 seconds, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located down there at 4540 Clark Road and McIntosh, right there across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. There are Hunter Douglas Steeler as well. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, again, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. It's going to be a busy day or two around here. Don't forget, Saturday, I'll be up in Brooksville at the Two Guys Gun Show in Hernando County at the Brooksville Fairgrounds, Hernando County Fairgrounds there in Brooksville. And looking forward to seeing a lot of our friends up there. And you'll be seeing and probably hearing a little bit more of me in the not-too-distant future up there in Brooksville. So we'll get into all that when that happens. But until then, I look forward to being able to come by when they have the grand opening for Moss Nissan. And when they do, I'll be there for that. So we'll be back tonight, tomorrow morning actually, 2 a.m. with more. Keep your eyes on the news, and remember, when news breaks, you can go over to the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and it'll be right there. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Stay safe. Drive careful in the fog. Drive careful in the snow out there out west. God bless America. Stay low.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.